From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. At least 15 Palestinians were killed and hundreds injured by Israeli security forces confronting one of the largest Palestinian demonstrations in recent years along the Israel-Gaza border. Riyad Mansour is the Palestinian ambassador to the United Nations.
These peaceful demonstrators posed no threats whatsoever to Israel or its heavily armed soldiers. Yet, its trigger-happy soldiers used live ammunition, tear gas, and rubber bullets to shoot indiscriminately.
Israel accuses militants of carrying out attacks under the cover of protests. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an independent and transparent investigation into the deadly clashes. In Syria, there are conflicting reports about whether the main rebel group in Eastern Ghouta near Damascus has agreed with Russia to leave the town of Douma. Syrian government forces have surrounded Douma, where tens of thousands of civilians live. The recapture of Douma would represent a major victory for President Bashar al-Assad. It would eliminate the last major rebel stronghold in the Damascus area since the war began 7 years ago. A massive fire has broken out at a World Food Program facility in Yemen. Yemen's official news agency reported the fire on Saturday, quoting a Yemeni official as saying the fire caused severe damage to humanitarian aid held at the outpost. The cause of the fire is unclear. An official told the French news agency the fire engulfed four warehouses and destroyed an estimated 50 tons of food. Yemeni officials are urging the United Nations to investigate. From Washington, this is VOA News.